This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A Berlin hospital said in a statement Monday, Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny has been removed from a medically induced coma and is responding to speech. The hospital has been treating Navalny since he was airlifted to Germany for treatment after falling ill on a Russian domestic flight last month. The statement says Navalny is being weaned off mechanical ventilation. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has said Berlin has concluded Navalny was poisoned with Novichok, the same substance Britain said was used against a Russian double agent and his daughter in an attack in England in 2018. Britain's Foreign Minister Dominic Raab said he has summoned Russia's ambassador to the UK to express his concern at the poisoning of Kremlin critic Navalny. Meanwhile, there is a behind-the-scenes debate within the German government over which sanctions should be applied to Russia because of the alleged Navalny poisoning. Leading German politicians want Chancellor Angela Merkel to abandon the multi-billion dollar joint underwater natural gas pipeline project known as Nord Stream 2, linking Russia with Germany. They say it would send a clear message to the Kremlin that enough is enough. Moscow says it has seen no evidence he was poisoned. French President Emmanuel Macron said Monday in a tweet he enjoyed, quote, a very good exchange, end quote, with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on various topics, including Brexit. Macron added, quote, we are going to strengthen our cooperation against migrant traffickers. We also discussed the consequences from the poisoning of Alexei Navalny, the situation in Lebanon, and the future relationship between the European Union and the United Kingdom, end quote. If you'd like to know more about these stories or any news of the day, please visit us at voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app. This is VOA News. Economists stuck to their forecast Monday that Britain and the European Union would agree to some sort of post-Brexit trade deal, taking the view that London is likely toughening its rhetoric in a bid to pressure Brussels into a compromise. The talks are back in crisis, and the pound is bearing the brunt on renewed fears of a disorderly exit from the EU after the British government was reported to be planning legislation to override parts of the withdrawal agreement it signed in January. Monday, Germany demanded to know where Belarusian opposition figure Maria Kolesnikova is. Allies say she was snatched off the streets in Minsk as authorities cracked down on dissenters. Voicing great concern over the fate of the high-profile opposition figure, Germany's foreign minister, Heiko Maas, said, quote, we demand clarity on the whereabouts of the release of all political prisoners in Belarus, end quote. A Saudi Arabian court Monday jailed 8 people for between 7 and 20 years for the 2018 murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. State media reported that 4 months after his family forgave his killers and enabled death sentences to be set aside. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange failed on Monday in a bid to further delay hearings that resumed after a pause of months caused by the coronavirus lockdown. He's fighting extradition to the United States from Britain. U.S. authorities accuse Australian-born Assange of conspiring to hack government computers and of violating an espionage law in connection with the release of confidential cables by WikiLeaks in 2010-2011. At his hearing Monday, the clean-shaven 49-year-old wearing a suit formally declined to be extradited. The charges carry a maximum sentence of 175 years in prison. Spain became the first country in Western Europe to register 500,000 coronavirus infections on Monday after a second surge in cases that coincided with schools reopening. Monday, Iran's health ministry reported 2,152 new coronavirus cases in the past 24 hours, the highest daily increase in 10 days, bringing the country's nationwide tally of infections to nearly 389,000. 7 Greek islands have been added to the list of countries from which travelers must quarantine when entering England to try to curb the spread of the new coronavirus. Britain's transport minister said Monday he told Parliament improved access to data meant he could now decide rules on an island-by-island basis, depending on COVID-19 infection rates. And Greece has registered at least 9 cases of coronavirus in the overcrowded migrant camp of Moria on the island of Lesbos so far, a migration ministry official said Monday. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.